A very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very warm welcome to you to the program as the sun sets. It's Tuesday evening, and if you've got your breviaries, I'm sure you will want to know where about are we going to be praying the Psalms from. Well, it's the second week of the Psalter. The text, second week of the Psalter. In my book, it's on page 174 in brackets. And all the other little things, the proper of the day comes from weeks 2 to 6 of Eastertide. In my book, it's on page 380. Well, I hope that helps you if you're at home in IJsselfontein or wherever it happens to be and you want to pray with me. It's the second week of the Psalter. But a very warm welcome to you. If you're driving home, get home safely and know that it's such a pleasure to have you with me as we pray the evening prayer of the church and just open ourselves to whatever it is the Lord is asking of us. Lovely to have you with me. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, let's just place ourselves in the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. And so we say the Psalms of the second week of the Psalter. Look for the things of heaven, not for the things which are upon this earth. Alleluia. Psalm 48, about the uselessness of riches. Hear this, all you peoples. Give heed, all who dwell in the world. Men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom. My heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable. With a harp, I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide through the land. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Look for the things of heaven, not for the things which are upon this earth. Alleluia. The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep, they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning, their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich and the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers, who will never see the light anymore. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved my soul from the power of death. Alleluia. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory and the victory. Alleluia. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power, the glory and the victory. Alleluia. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8. Now, beg your pardon, it's Tuesday today of the second week of Easter, and so it is from John, chapter 3, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Do not be afraid, or do not be surprised when I say, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. And that is how it is with all who are born of the Spirit." "But how can that be possible?" asked Nicodemus. "You, a teacher in Israel, and you do not know these things," replied Jesus. "I tell you most solemnly, we speak only about what we know, and we witness only to what we have seen. And yet you people reject our evidence. If you do not believe me when I speak about things in this world, how are you going to believe me when I speak to you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And the Son of Man must be lifted up as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." In the Gospel today, we have Jesus interacting with Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus was somebody who knew the law. He knew the scriptures very well and so on. And he's been hearing Jesus and just wondering, you know, where does this man come from? Now, remember, John is writing at the end of the first century and is writing to the people in those days. And we have it now before us in the Gospel of John. So he's writing to speak to us today. He's writing to speak to his people at the end of the first century about some of the problems they were having about Jesus. They couldn't quite get to the bottom of who this Jesus is. He was talking about wonderful things, heavenly things. He was talking about things on earth that people could relate to and so on. And yet the teachers of the law had their own framework into which they wanted to insert the teaching of Jesus. And somehow this wasn't gelling. And so Nicodemus says to Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Don't be surprised when I say you must be born from above." And this has been a bone of contention amongst many, many people, especially amongst the born-again Christians. Haven't you often heard people say to you, "Have you been born again?" And if you haven't been born again, well, then you don't really count. So being born again is very important in the minds and in the practice of many of our what we call born again Christians, and it's a wonderful thing to be born again. And for these Christians who we call born again Christians, it's a whole new life that begins. Now Jesus is trying to throw this into perspective. Being born again means two things. First of all, we have to read and see the witness of somebody and believe. So there are two things. There's the witness and there is the believing what we have seen. So we first of all need to have somebody speaking to us as Jesus is speaking to us today. So we need to have the witness in order to believe. We can't just believe without the witness. The two things go together. And so Jesus says we must be born from above. And it's when we look at Jesus and accept his teaching and are open to the Spirit come into our lives that we are born again. We, of course, as Catholics, we believe that when we are baptized, we are born again. And that is through the faith of the parents and the godparents who present the child for baptism. But we're also born again when you're an adult and you decide and you've come to the realization that you need to be a follower of Jesus. And then we say that conviction that you have to follow Jesus is like being born again. But what we need to be born again is to see and to experience the witness of Jesus. But more so for us now, we need to take the gospel today and we need to apply that into our own lives today. We need to see the witness of people, the kind of lives they are leading, their following of Jesus. They are making Jesus the center of their lives. We need to experience that witness of people in order for you and for me to make that decision to follow Christ. And this can mean so many different ways. The wind blows where it will, says Jesus. We don't know where it comes from or where it's going, but we just know that the wind is there. We can experience the wind. But what we have to do is to place our faith and our trust in Jesus in order to come to that conviction to being born again. And I want to say that that same conviction is not just in the depth of your heart in prayer. That's true, yes. But we need to come to that conviction and to witness, to see the lives of people living their following of Jesus, and that witness which is given to us in the lives of people is so important because it's that encourages us to follow Jesus. So those are a few thoughts I leave with you today from the gospel today. And I do hope that in your life, you will try to incarnate, to live out in your life, the values of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God blow in you and through you, transform your life so that when people see the way you live, they will be able to say, "There we see something of the life and the values of Jesus." And that will be a sacred sermon calling people to change their lives and to follow Jesus more closely. Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the house and the family, I am of the house and the family of David, the bright star of the morning. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am the house and the family of David, the bright star in the morning. Alleluia. Now let us pray to God the Father, whose Son became the Lamb without blemish to take away the sins of the world. God of life, save us. Father, be mindful of your Son who died on the cross and was raised again to life. Hear him interceding for us now. Let us cast out the leaven of corruption and malice. Let us celebrate Christ's Passover in purity and truth. May we overcome today all envy and dissension. Help us to take care of our brothers in their every need. And place deep in our hearts the spirit of the gospel, and may it inspire us to keep your commandments today and always. And today is the feast of St. Vincent Ferrer, a great Dominican priest who taught theology, and he journeyed a lot as a preacher and proclaimed the true faith and preached a lot of reforming morals and so on. He died long ago in 1419. We pray today for all those who preach and teach the gospel and Christian morals. But we pray especially today for the Dominican Order, of which St. Vincent Ferrer was such an admirable disciple. Lord, we pray that many more young people will join the Dominican Order to continue in the spirit of St. Vincent Ferrer and so many other Dominican saints who in their lives have incarnated the Spirit of Christ and preached with conviction the gospel of peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, give your church the grace to proclaim the power of Jesus, our risen Lord. We've received the first fruits of his grace. Prepare us for the full revelation of his gifts. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Well, I'd love to pay for you the whole piece there from Carl Jenkins. Te Deum Laudamus, we praise you, O Lord. Well, that's all we have time for this evening. Thank you very, very much for joining me. It's always lovely being with you at this time of the day. And all I can say is I wish you a wonderful, relaxing evening. And so from me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.